Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Coffee Break Español. Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Mark. Me llamo Mark. My name is Mark. And that's what we're going to be learning about in today's episode. We're also going to be asking people for their names and finding out where they're from by using the question, ¿De dónde es? Or ¿De dónde eres? We'll find more about that in the program.
Coffee Break Español!
So, last time on Coffee Break Spanish, we were looking at how to introduce yourself and say, my name is. Cara, can you remember how to say, my name is?
Me llamo.
Me llamo. It is indeed. So, my name is Mark. Me llamo Mark.
Me llamo Cara.
You try to think how you would say, my name is, and then give your name. Now, we also at one point introduced the phrase for, and you. If I say, me llamo Mark, how would I say, and you?
Y tú.
Y tú. Y tú.
Y tú.
Y tú. Okay, now what's your pronunciation of this one? Y tú.
Y tú.
Muy bien. So, me llamo Mark, y tú?
Me llamo Cara.
That's it. Now, one thing that we've got to learn quite early on when we're learning Spanish is the fact that there are two different words for you in Spanish. One is an informal version that you would use talking to your friends or people who are younger than you, or indeed people who are the same age as you if you're quite young yourself. And this word is tú.
Tú.
Tú, indeed. Tú is the word we've been using already, so y tú.
Y tú.
But there's another word for you in Spanish, and this word is usted.
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 That's it. Now, the origins of this word actually come from the phrase vuestra majestad. And vuestra majestad literally means your majesty. So hopefully that will help you remember that usted is used for formal situations or for people who you wouldn't necessarily regard as your close friends. Let's go through these again. If you're talking to a friend and you want to say, and you, you would say,
y tú.
Y tú. So, me llamo Mark, y tú.
Me llamo Cara.
Okay, now if you were speaking to someone that you didn't know or someone to whom you wanted to be a bit more respectful, you would say, y usted.
Y usted.
Y usted.
Y usted.
Okay, and with everything in Spanish, you run the two together, so, y usted.
Y usted.
Y usted.
Y usted.
Me llamo señor García. Y usted.
Me llamo señorita Lorca.
Muy bien. So, y tú. For informal situations, and y usted for formal situations. Y tú?
Y tú?
Y usted?
Y usted.
Now, don't worry too much about this. It is quite important, but it shouldn't stop you from trying to communicate with people in Spain or a Spanish-speaking country. When you're asking a question in Spanish, you've also got to think about whether it's a tú or a usted that you're going to be using. And this sometimes changes the form of the sentence. Up until now, we've been looking at y tú for and you. And you could use that. It would get you by. But it's nicer to have a full question. So, for example, if you say, me llamo Mark, the natural follow-on would be, what is your name? And there are two versions of this, depending on whether you're using the tú form or the usted form. Let's first of all concentrate on the tú form. Tú. What is your name? ¿Cómo te llamas?
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 ¿Cómo te llamas means what is your name? And it's what is your name when you're addressing someone you would normally address as tú. There's another version of the question for the usted form. ¿Cómo se llama usted?
¿Cómo se llama usted?
¿Cómo se llama usted?
¿Cómo se llama usted?
So if I ask you, ¿cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Cara.
And if I ask you, our listeners, ¿cómo te llamas? You should reply, me llamo, and with your name. If you are wanting to be more formal, I might say, ¿cómo se llama usted?
Me llamo señorita Lorca. ¿Cómo se llama usted?
Me llamo señor García. And if we ask you, the listeners, ¿cómo se llama usted? You can repeat, me llamo, and your name, as before. Coffee break Español! Now, it's all very well asking people what their name is, but it's now time to ask something else, and we're going to ask, where are you from? Where are you from, in Spanish, in the tú form, is de dónde eres.
De dónde eres.
De dónde eres.
De dónde eres.
Now, we need to watch the sound of the D again in Spanish. If you're using the transcripts for these programs, then you'll be able to read exactly how everything is written. De dónde eres. De dónde eres. It's a very soft D.
De dónde eres.
De dónde eres.
De dónde eres.
Perfecto. Now we're going to leave the formal bit for the moment and concentrate on some of the possible answers for the question, ¿de dónde eres? Cara, ask me the question and I'll give you some example answers.
¿De dónde eres?
Soy de Escocia.
Soy de Escocia.
Soy de Escocia.
Soy de Escocia.
Now, Escocia is Scotland. Soy de Escocia.
Soy de Escocia.
Now, the chances are you may well be from Scotland, but you might be from somewhere else. So, we're going to learn a few other countries here. Soy de España.
Soy de España.
Any guesses as to what that might be?
Spain.
I think so. Soy de España.
Soy de España.
Soy de Escocia.
Soy de Escocia.
Soy de España.
Soy de España.
Soy de España.
Soy de Soy de España.
Soy de España.
Soy de España.
Muy bien.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Now we're going to do some role playing here. I'm now going to be called Pablo, and I'm from Spain. Me llamo Pablo y soy de España. And Cara, you're going to be Raquel.
Raquel.
Raquel. And you're also going to be from Spain. So can you introduce yourself?
Me llamo Raquel y soy de España.
Muy bien. Me llamo Pablo y soy de España también. What do you think that might mean? Me llamo Pablo y soy de España también.
Does it mean too?
Yeah, also. So I'm Pablo and I'm from Spain too. I'm also from Spain. Me llamo Pablo Y soy de España también. So, Cara, how would you say, my name's Raquel and I'm from Spain too?
Me llamo Raquel y soy de España también.
Muy bien, perfecto. Y esta vez, this time, me llamo Mark y soy de Escocia.
Me llamo Cara y soy de Escocia también.
Muy bien, perfecto. So, también.
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 It means also or to, as well as. Soy de España también.
Soy de España también.
Me llamo Pablo, soy de España.
Me llamo Raquel, soy de España también.
Me llamo Mark, soy de Escocia.
Me llamo Cara, soy de Escocia también.
Muy bien. Now, we said earlier that there's more than one way of asking the question, where are you from? Because sometimes you might be asking the question to someone that you don't know. We've had, ¿de dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
And it's almost the same, but we've got to ask a slightly different question here. ¿De dónde es usted?
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 Okay. Now let's think about this, what it means. Literally, de dónde is from where. ¿De dónde? From where?
¿De dónde?
¿Es usted?
¿Es usted?
Are you? From where are you? ¿De dónde es usted?
¿De dónde es usted?
Yeah. And it works exactly the same with ¿de dónde eres? ¿De dónde, from where, eres, are you? ¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde es usted?
¿De dónde es usted?
Okay, perfecto. Let's add in a few more countries now, and then we're going to do some more role play. Listen to this country. Los Estados Unidos.
Los Estados Unidos.
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 Los Estados Unidos.
Los Estados Unidos.
Now, where do you think this is? Los Estados Unidos. Any guesses? Cara?
The United States of America.
The United States of America, exactly. Los Estados Unidos.
Los Estados Unidos.
Muy bien. So to say, I am from the United States, you would say, soy de los Estados Unidos.
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 Muy bien. Los Estados Unidos, Escocia, España. Moving on, we have Inglaterra.
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 Any guesses, listeners, as to what Inglaterra might be? Cara?
England.
It is indeed England. So, soy de Inglaterra.
Soy de Inglaterra.
Okay. Vamos a seguir. Let's go on. We're going to think about another country, another English-speaking country. Perhaps you're from Australia.
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 Soy de Australia.
Soy de Australia.
Or maybe you're from Irlanda.
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 Soy de Irlanda.
Soy de Irlanda.
And Irlanda is, of course,
Ireland.
One last one before we finish off. Soy de Francia.
Soy de Francia.
Soy de Francia.
Soy de Francia.
I'm from?
France.
Yeah, France. Let's run through all these countries one more time. Escocia.
Escocia.
Scotland. So I'm from Scotland. Soy de Escocia.
Soy de Escocia.
España.
España.
Spain. Soy de España.
Soy de España.
Los Estados Unidos.
Los Estados Unidos.
the United States. Soy de los Estados Unidos.
Soy de Estados Unidos.
Watch that one. Soy de los Estados Unidos.
Soy de los Estados Unidos.
Inglaterra.
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 England. Soy de Inglaterra.
Soy de Inglaterra.
Australia.
Australia.
Australia. Soy de Australia.
Soy de Australia.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Ireland. Soy de Irlanda.
Soy de Irlanda.
Francia.
Francia.
France. Soy de Francia.
Soy de Francia.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.